and welcome to Temporal Culture War, which is normally a podcast about the culture of the early aughts and the Star Trek series Enterprise, but not today.
Not today, folks. Today we are Seevil.
We are seeing evil.
We're seeing evil. Now, Clayton. Oh, what's your name?
Oh, Oh, yeah, I'm Clayton.
And I'm Maddie. Hi. So it's the bonus episode. They know who we are.
Yeah.
And they know what movie you're talking about because it's in the title of the episode. However, when you say, we're seeing evil, what do you think you at home, the listener, how do you think we're spelling the word see? Do you think it's the kind of see that you see with your eyes? Like, I'm seeing evil. Like, I'm seeing evil right now. I'm not speaking it or hearing it, you know.
Mm-hmm,
I'm seeing evil. No, Clayton. This thing has turned the concept of seeing evil on its fucking head because we're seeing evil, S-E-A evil, because we're in the ocean with ghost ships.
I'm sorry. I keep thinking S-E-A-I-N-G.
Today we are
seeing
evil.
But you have to imagine it written in cute cursive pink.
Oh my God. We'll talk about it.
I guess, is there any context to set for this other than this was the big Halloween horror movie to come out in 2002, October 2002?
It was like it was a marketing blitz from what I recall, to the point where on the main feed episode where we were doing this week in 2002, I recalled the poster verbatim, tagline and image.
Dead on.
In my fucking memory palace. We're talking about the film Ghost Ship, parentheses, 2002. Steve Beck's own. The Steve Beck.
Of 13 Ghosts fame.
Of 13 Ghosts. This they wanted to call this movie The 14th Ghost.
Which is the underwater ghost, as we all know.
Yeah, and he's a former ILM guy, best I can figure.
And hey, the effects are good. I'll give it that.
I will say.
You see that on the screen.
He is the effects guy. He was the art director at ILM for The Abyss. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
For The Abyss. The Jim Cameron movie of his water-based movies.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe my favorite.
He's a wet guy.
He's a really wet. Jim's, I don't know if you know about Jim Cameron. He loves the ocean. He was not involved in this film at all, but
no.
I
rewatched The Abyss recently, and it's my God, good.
Fucking rock. Me and Jim, I have a very strained relationship with Mr. James Cameron, and his approach to cinema a lot of the time bugs me huge time. I think he too often likes to have it both ways with regards to his environmentalism and his love of like army guys, frankly, and his like his toy salesman fucking nature. However, I watched The Abyss. And I was like, I finally understand this man. I think I know what's in his heart, and it's the heart of an insane person. I did watch also at the urging of my friend, our mutual friend Ivy, to watch like the 45-minute featurette from the DVD that is in YouTube in its entirety. Have you watched that?
Yes.
Okay, it is a miracle. It is so funny about the production of how they did that movie, and it's like every single actor being like, I had the worst experience of my life. If I ever see Jim Cameron again, I'm going to push him in front of a bus. Like,
it's weird for
it's
how much
so funny.
That movie's was a production to make that it feels a little bit forgotten, especially compared to his movies. But anyway, we've talked
a lot of it's a lot of Abyss talk. I'm sorry. I saw
a non-ghost boat talk.
I was looking at Steve Beck's credits and I saw The Abyss and I just started thinking about it. Sorry. It's maybe more interesting to think about than the film Ghost Ship. No, we're going to talk about Ghost Ship. We're going to talk about it.
And I'm a little excited to, at least right here at the beginning, and I know what you're thinking, and it's what happens at the end of this beginning scene.
No.
But I've been on a little kick this year, watching YouTube videos about cruise ships.
Hey, I'm raising my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Metaphysically.
Yeah.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
Why?
So I sometimes play games where
You play games?
I play video games, and I like to have a somewhat mildly interesting video going on next to me.
Oh, you're double screening. I'm doing the reverse Subway Surfer.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know why, for a while, I got hooked on, and I actually said it wrong. I said cruise ships. I meant ocean liners. There's a difference.
Oh,
and that's one of the things I've learned.
Yeah, because a cruise ship comes back to where it was.
Yes,
started,
and
where it was, where it started. Yes.
And generally, cruise liners are much hardier ships.
Yeah. Well, they got to make big open sea voyages.
Exactly.
And you never know when one of them is going to encounter evil.
And so I like... Exactly. But I also couldn't help, as I watched this, start to like notice things and pick apart how this boat is constructed and also the references they're making. And I was like mentally fact-checking them as it was going along. So I'll try to hold back a little bit, but I couldn't help it right here at the beginning because we see our big, beautiful boat for the first time.
Sorry, see, when you say the word see.
Of course, I mean S-E-E.
How are you spelling
it? Of course.
You're spelling it which way? Because we're seeing something, S-E-E. I don't want to confuse our listeners who I love so dearly. I don't want them to think that you've just said we're seeing something, but it's S-E-A.
No, it's this. When we see evil, you'll
look like you're going to quit the show. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. I'm going to pull the plug on that bit right now.
I don't mind it. I'm just saying that we see evil, S-E-A, you'll know. We'll have a little alert.
Okay. Can we get I know you are the producer of the show, but I do really want a sort of like foghorn or.
Oh, yes.
Like the stock sound effect, like clang, clang, clang. You know, that's like the boat sound effect when we finally in this episode encounter evil.
Yes.
And when we see it.
But the first thing we see is after like the boat is pink cursive text, which I already alluded to, which was threw me for a loop, honestly.
Okay, so I watched, full disclosure, I watched this film the way it was meant to be watched, which is, of course, on Tubi,
on
spotty Wi-Fi, on an Amtrak train, on an iPad Pro.
Yes.
Last night, on my way home from Boston, and so I watched it. It took me, 2 hours to watch this 90-minute movie because of the Wi-Fi, the aforementioned Wi-Fi problems. Much of Rhode Island is a dead zone, apparently. I don't know why.
Damn.
I
get wrecked, Rhode
Biden,
Island.
You will pay for your crimes. Yeah. I was watching it there, and I was texting you while watching it because the movie opens, and the first thing is, it gives you, a Love Boat-ass font, and it gives you, and it's, this sweeping shot to this, luxury cruise liner. It's cool. I thought that was a nice touch because because you go and you know it's a horror movie. It's called Ghost Ship.
Yeah.
I'm set, ready to see evil. I actually did not see this movie. I saw this movie the first time yesterday. I missed it in the original run because it looked bad. And I learned later that it was good. And then 45 seconds later was disabused of that notion. But I like the sort of ironic pink text, welcome to the ghost ship. Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
And I'll say, okay, first things about this, it's a one stack. This is not a very big one. You can tell it's somewhat modern, and we find out later it's 1962. But there was aquariums on it. I don't think they had aquariums on boats in that era. That's quite a modern feature.
Yeah. Is that a common thing, an aquarium on a boat?
I mean, the modern big cruise ships, but back then, that's a lot of extra mechanics and crew members just to take care of some fish.
Can I just say something about the aquarium on the boat?
Yeah.
I find that this is cruel to the fish.
It is
teasing. You've imprisoned the fish in an aquarium, but you've then taken the aquarium back to the ocean. So now you're forcing the fish. It just feels mean. It feels mean to the fish.
It does, now that you point it out. I hadn't considered the fish's point of view.
I was trying to think of a good analogy just now to talk about what it would be like for a person, but all I've come up with is a prison, which is also bad for people.
Yeah, but it's like if the entire country was also a prison.
Well, it's like what if your prison cell was just in the middle of the sidewalk and you had to watch everyone go to work around you? And there's your friends.
Yeah.
The other fish.
The other.
It's right there.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It feels mean to take the fish back to the ocean.
No, I
agree.
Where
they cannot go.
Cruise ship designers, don't put aquariums on their boat. It's mean.
You're on notice. I speak for the fish now. We don't have science officer captain duties this episode because we covered the culture already. But so Clayton is the captain and I speak for the fish. Those are our duties for this episode.
So beautiful. So this beginning... It's everyone's having a nice time. They're dancing. I guess everyone's having a nice time except this little girl who's lonely and bored.
And there's a beautiful woman in a red dress, striking, Matrix style, a striking woman in a red dress singing.
Yeah.
And she's singing a song called Senza Fine, which is an Italian song that means endless.
And I'm also going to say something that kind of bothered me this entire movie is why is an Italian cruise ship
off in the Labrador coast?
Mm?
Hey, Clayton, I don't fucking know. It seems like it's coming from Italy. I don't get it.
But it's, no, wait, Labrador, that's like Alaska, right?
It's around that.
Because they talk about Anchorage a lot. I thought that was where they're posted in the Bering Strait and whatnot.
You are totally right. But it says, oh yeah, you're totally right. Why did I say Labrador Coast? The Labrador Coast thing was a thing I got from a plot summary I was reading because it doesn't actually say.
I had to figure this out later, but it doesn't make sense.
It does seem to be in the Bering Strait. They do seem to be in the Arctic.
I know today there are Arctic cruises. I just don't think there were back then, especially from Italy.
No, there wasn't I'm on the icebreaker cruise. And we're trying to find a passage across the Bering Strait or across the Arctic Circle. When we of course encounter Frankenstein's monster.
Yes. Now, we've actually drawn this out for a long time without talking about what I think a lot of people consider genuinely the best scene in this entire movie, which you texted me excitedly about. So I'll let you describe it because it is amazing.
I believe my text to you was, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I think I stand by it now 24 hours later or so. So yeah, they're like, there's all, you see this bored little girl.